go. Let's go.
You're ready to go, man. You're ready to go.
I know. So I won't be around tomorrow.
No. No.
I'm going to go up north. I'm going camping for the night. My dad does a camping trip every year. He's up north over at, I don't know if you know, Whiskey Creek. Roxby, you've been there a few times.
Yeah, yeah.
Last time we were there, Brock had his mini bikes, right? And there's this big hill. There's this big hill in this one section. They've got a bunch of trails and whatnot. And kind of looking at this hill, I'm looking at Brock. He's on his mini bike. And I keep looking at the hill. I'm like, go for it, dude. Dude, he guns it, gets up to right to the top of the hill. You know, he starts sputtering a little bit, and then he's got to do the old kick around. So he's got to put his foot out and then swing the front end of the bike around so he can go back down.
I don't know if you guys gave me enough credit for basically kicking that mini bike around on one leg.
Wow. Impressive.
Fairly intoxicated, mind you. Okay, it was raining.
I think that helped out a little bit.
Probably. I was loose. I was right. I was in that sweet spot. I was in that sweet spot, you know? Because too drunk, you're going ass over tea kettle, and you're going down the hill.
Then that bike rolls on top of you. That's even, it's even worse.
Not buzzed up enough. You don't have the cojones to you know, just take it to the limit. I was right in that sweet spot. And, I basically, like in BMX riders, when they get to the top of, like, the half pipe, and they post their foot and kind of kick the bike and then come back down.
The bike around.
That's what I did.
Right. Except Brock really didn't leave the ramp. He got to the top of it and just swung that. It's a heavy bike. It's not a BMX bike. Pretty impressive, dude.
That was a good time. God, I was snookered by the end of that trip, man. Yeah.
Nobody got hurt.
Dude, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah.
And then my brother broke the bike.
Literally, I brought both bikes up, and the one bike, your brother was on it for not even 5 minutes, and the chain popped up. Like, what are you doing? Come on, CJ. Anyway. I'd love to go with you, but someone has to stay here and do a subpar morning show. So I'll hold the fort down. I'll hold the fort down. But anyway. All right. Hey, we got to keep her moving here. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
Dad.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Sorry, it snuck up on me. I took a lot of air in. Pump
it. You know what I learned yesterday? Burping in the Asian culture is considered like polite.
Yeah. Well, it means the meal was good, right?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Learned that yesterday. Mm. Anyway.
Thanks, Bill Nye. Appreciate it. So this is actually really cool, and I think the entire world should do this. Move in Europe could bring changes to the way charging is done. The EU is going to require all electronic devices to use a USB-C charger. They say the move is to cut environmental waste. Apple will likely feel the impact the most with their specialized cords and ports. The new European rule likely won't kick in until 2024. But, Hunter, we all have that box down in the basement.
Y'all just full of cords.
Full of cords. And you're just like, I don't even know what these cords are for. But you don't throw them away because you're like, well, if I find the thing that this cord is for, I'm going to need the cord. Dude, I have a box full of cords.
You know, hey, I'm going to blame Apple a little bit, too, on this one. You know, I pile on Apple, but this is another one that doesn't get talked about enough. Apple, for the longest time, changed cords every single year.
Yep.
And now that's why you have a box full of cords in your basement.
Yep.
Dude, Samsung, Android, and all that, they went to micro USB and stuck with it for a long time. Like, you know what? We're not going to change it until USB-C came around.
What is USB-C? Is that the...
any new Android, any new device has you. It's just faster. It's a faster way to charge, transfers faster. It's the actual tip of the USB-C doesn't break like everything else.
So I won't say I'm like a Apple whore. Like, I'm not like, I gotta have Apple products. Uh-huh. But my iPhone, I really do enjoy it. I think it's a really well put together phone. I like it. But yes, Apple are just, they're pieces of trash for how they treat their
charger. It's the money thing. Their product's great.
For sure.
Okay, their product's great. Anytime I'm busting on Apple, I'm not busting on the actual product.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. It's fantastic. But They got to make money on every single corner. Every single thing they do is money driven. It kind of pisses me off, dude.
For example, Kiki and I were looking for an HDMI 2 phone port so she can plug in her phone and watch the Chiefs game the other day because she's got that. Anyway, of course, I can go get the HDMI to the micro, like for an Android, for like $15. The Apple version, which even the knockoff version, dude, $49. And it's like, are you kidding me?
Come on, man. For what?
Yeah, for what?
Here's what's sad about it, is there's been so many people loyal to this company since day one.
Yeah.
And they still won't just be like, hey, dude, here's a cord, you know? Yeah. Like, come on, dude.
And the cord they do, if you do buy the, you know, $2,000 phone, they do give you a cord, but it's like a foot long. It's absolutely worthless. And it's like, oh, thanks. Thanks for nothing, Apple. I just spent $2,000 on this, and you gave me a 6-inch long charging cable. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Product's great if you're filthy rich and you don't really care about money. Then
go for
it. There you go.
Go for it. Anyway, so I think the entire world should go to this though. Just make everything. And also too, why are the outlets different in Europe? Can someone explain this to me? Why we have different outlets around the world, right? And I'm not saying the U.S.
Did the U.S. come first?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. But don't you think that like somewhere along the line we could have got to, because it's not like 9 different people invented electricity, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not like all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, this guy over here invented his. No, it's all the same. But for some reason, all the outlets are different.
Yeah, which country is the outlet where it locks in? Because I want that one. Now we're going to go with that one.
I think that's Europe. There's some place in Europe.
Kind of clicks in and turns a little bit. Clicks in.
When we went to Ireland for our anniversary, not you and I, Hunter, when Kiki and I did. Our anniversary is coming up. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't tell Kiki about ours.
Yeah, I know, right? Ours is going to be way more romantic. We had to buy an adapter. And it's just baffling to me. And we got like one of those 6-way adapters that you can, which I did not trust one bit. I was like, this is a fire hazard just waiting to happen. And it was weird because we'd go to some places and they'd have this outlet and they'd go to another place. And why can't we just all get on the same page and make the same outlet, you know?
It's like the metric system. There's a bunch of stuff like that.
Brandon messaged me and said they don't use 120. They use 220. So everything's got to be heavier, dutier.
Makes sense.
You know, stupid, dumb. Another thing Europe got wrong. Stupid tea-drinking idiots. Anyway, so cords, all the same. All the same. Lastly, let's end with this. Jones Soda is ramping up the gross factor. They're bringing back the turkey and gravy flavored soda for the first time in over a decade.
Dude, you know what? Somehow they get that. Have you tried it? It's probably good, dude. Anything Jones Soda, dude, you're going to get diabetes drinking this drink. Probably if you get 2 of them in you might want to go to the doctor. But, dude, they're so delicious.
They're doing a limited release. 35,000 bottles will be available right in time for Thanksgiving. I don't know what this is strictly for it's having it for the sake of having it. That's the only thing, because a turkey and gravy flavored soda sounds effing terrible.
It does, but it's Jones. I'm telling you, they're gonna make it good somehow. What's the green one?
I've never had Jones soda.
I've never tasted anything like this in my life.
I don't think I've ever had a Jones soda.
What?
No.
You've never had a Jones Soda?
Don't act like I got leprosy all of a sudden. I mean, come on now. Jones Soda, they're not that big.
You made it through middle school and high school without putting a Jones Soda down the hatch, huh?
Is it like a Michigan thing?
I don't think so.
Is it? I've never had Jones Soda.
Dude, you got to go get a Jones Cream Soda. You just might die. You just might pass away right there of deliciousness.
Is it like a knockoff soda brand?
No, Jones.
Like a Faygo? When I hear Jones Soda, I think of Faygo.
There's like 225 grams of sugar in each bottle.
In each one?
Just one serving, dude, I'm telling you. But it's so good.
No, do they sell it around here? Where can I go to get a Jones Soda?
I mean, anywhere.
I don't know. Jones Soda sounds like I buy it in the back of a van.
At the stake. People around you will burn you at the stake.
Well, I'm telling you right now, it sounds like something you buy at a craft fair. You know, like, oh, yeah, try some Jones Soda. Like, what? I made it in my basement. Okay.
Well, flatten your nose, buddy, but you don't talk trash about Joe's soda.
They're making turkey and gravy flavored soda. They can't. They got some free time apparently. I don't know.
All right.
Okay. All right. I'll try one.
Try one and then come back. Well, I won't be here tomorrow. Thursday. Okay. Come back. Be like, dude, I tried one. You're gonna be like, wow.
Okay. It's probably going to be the most lackluster. You know what? Like most things you build up, it's probably just going to be like, oh, okay, it's a soda.
Hey, not this soda. I got full confidence, the old Jones.
You know, unless that bottle can do something else with its opening, I don't think it'll be that much different, all right?
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Jones down. I know. You put the Jones back down.
I'm not allowed. It's got that. We got that wide mouth bottle on there. That's what it is. That
no, you don't need the wide
mouth. Need to be that wide. It's fine. I'll make it
weird. Looking at the straw kind of weird.
So what do we got? We got Europe is going to have all the same charging ports for their heavy-duty stuff, and I'm going to have sex with a soda bottle. That is your that is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock